Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday morning. I'm so excited to be back with y'all here again. You just tuned in to Totally Healed Radio, and we want you totally healed in every area of your life. And so today we're going to be talking about getting your eating healed, because yes, God has given us free will, but the Bible says wisdom prolongs the life. And so I'm grateful to God because He has all wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and He knew what these bodies were going to need that He created out of nothing. And so when He did that, He also gave wisdom on creating food for your body. So our guest, she's going to be talking to you about that on today, Miss Victoria Sheffield. So I'm excited about bringing this young woman on. She is multi-talented, as I said in my Facebook post. And so what she'll be talking about today is just one of the things that she does. And so I want y'all to welcome her to the show today. Give her a lot of love. You know, please, if you would like to talk to her, call in and dial one, which means you're raising your hand to speak. If you have any questions about what you should eat or shouldn't eat concerning certain diseases, please call in. And we're going to go ahead and welcome her in the studio right now. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Victoria Sheffield.
Good morning, Prophetess. How are you doing this morning?
I am wonderful, Evangelist. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Excited about having you here today. You know, we just got to embarking on an adventure together, Totally Healed Production, and pronounce the name of your publishing company, because I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Okay, Giroux Publications.
Giroux Publications. And so I will have a journal within the next week on the market for sale, and I appreciate you so much for taking that on, and I'm excited about people being able to journal their healing. So you'll be able to take that journal and the scriptures that are in each on each page, and I tell you, you'll be able to journal your daily healing, you know, and in the name of Jesus, and we speak over you now. And we know that once your body is healed, that wisdom belongs life, that you've got to begin to eat right. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. Well, Miss, keep calling you Miss, but she is an evangelist. She has a long list of things that she does. Because one thing about God, when you're using one of your gifts or talents, He's going to add more to it. And so tell me, Evangelist Sheffield, what does being totally healed mean to you?
Okay, Prophetess, what totally healed means to me is to be healed in my mind. I need to be healed in my body. But first of all, I need to be healed in my spirit. And the reason why I say I need to be healed in my spirit first is because I need to have faith to believe that God can and God will heal me. Because if I don't believe in God, then of course I don't believe that He will heal me. So now, in terms of my mind, one of the ways the enemy attacks us is in our mind. So if we can change our belief system and our thought process, then we can be healed.
Yes,
Now it's then that we begin to speak life into our situation.
That's
okay?
Right.
And I know you know where I'm coming from, because life and death, I know you know, and many that may be listening have heard it said that life and death is in the power of our own tongue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, not to mention that a lot of people, prophetess, are living our lives in the past. You know, we haven't come to the point where we are made whole from being healed from our past. How do I know? I know because I've been there, okay? And I don't make any pity parties about my life. But I like to be very, very, very transparent in the sense that when people look at me, prophetess, I want them to be able to say, wow, you know, if she's gone through all of this and she's made it, then I can too. So one of my stories, I have many stories because I'm telling you the anointing costs. I've gone through many things in my life. But what I like for people to know in the terms of being mentally healed, from the time I was a little girl, I don't even remember. As far back as I can remember, my mother was physically abused by my own father for at least 20 years. That's all I knew up until the time I actually left my home and got married to my husband. So, of course, I needed to be mentally healed from that. And so what God showed me when he called me into ministry, he said, you know what? You're not as effective in ministry as you need to be, because you're not healed. So a lot of people are trying to minister to other people, but they're not delivered from their past. So, and it ain't it the truth? And so I wanna ask a question to you, prophetess. Have you ever heard people claiming sickness? I've actually heard people refer to sickness as, and God showed this to me many, many years ago, as my cancer or my diabetes or my hypertension or my whatever. You know, I was sick, and that's another part of my testimony. And notice that I say was, glory be to God. But I never referred to the thing that I was dealing with as being mine. I always viewed it as an infirmity or something that the doctor said that I had. So, you know, we got to be very mindful going back to life and death being in the power of our own tongue and speak life into a dormant and a dry situation. And so in the terms of our bodies, now we can be made whole by walking in obedience. Remember, God said that he wants us to prosper and be in good health. So then it's for us to make the right healthy decisions, going back onto the topic of your show, you know, and then we have to exercise. We got to keep a regular exercise routine, even if that means just brisk walking, you know. And then, you know what, we've got to take the time to rest. And it goes back to, I always like to use my own life as a testimony. I never forget the time where I was just, oh, my God, I was so tired. I had just been doing so many different things. You know, you get to the point you don't like to say no to people. But sometimes even in ministry, we have to learn to say no. So there was a time I was asked to speak at a particular church down in Covington, Georgia. And I never forget, when I tell you I was tired, I probably had only had about 4 hours of sleep that night. So, I mean, the anointing was flowing, and I never forget as I stood up and began to speak, and people were on their toes and clapping, and all of a sudden I just froze up. And I remember saying out loud, the devil is a liar. But see, you know what? There are consequences to our actions. There are consequences. I was so tired. We cannot be effective in our life. I don't care if it's ministry. I don't care if it is in business. I don't care what it is if our bodies are not healthy and if we don't properly take care of ourselves. And God requires that.
That's
He requires us to take care of this temple. And when we don't align our bodies with his will, you know, that's sin.
That's right.
You know,
and
when we sin, that's going to be a manifestation of us not taking care of our bodies. And that happened with me. You know, it happened with me. When I look back, let me try to briefly just share with anybody that may be listening what happened to me. And it's been some years. I don't even keep track with how many years anymore because I try not to even look back. You know, I just try to look back at it in the sense of a testimony. And so
right.
I will never forget. There you go. I was at a place in my life, prophetess, that I was carrying my, I'm a mother of six also, for anybody that just may be curious. So not my last baby, but my next to my last baby, I remember the doctor sort of looking and saying, huh, have you ever had any problems with hypertension? And I remember telling the doctor no, because I had never had any type of problems. In fact, I was just really so used to being the person that always had a normal range of blood pressure. And so, you know, they sort of monitored me and they didn't worry too much, because a lot of times when people are pregnant, especially when you're carrying children in older age, you may have some spikes. But what happened with me was, after I had my daughter, her name is Jamiracle, the pressure just never went back to normal ranges. And what I did not know, that was the beginning of what at that time I thought was disaster. All I can remember is after I had her, I ended up back in the hospital. I was so sick, looked like my body just shut down. You know, I was dealing with a lot of stress in the home. And I mean, I had days that I was so dizzy. And mind you, I had never in my life experienced being dizzy, did not know what that felt like. There were days my head was so heavy. I mean, I can't even explain. I almost felt like, I know some people have headaches with theirs. Some people are blessed enough, you know, that they don't have any symptoms. But I have all the symptoms, you know, in the terms of when my pressure has gone up. So I felt many days that my head would explode because, like I said, it wasn't a headache, but it just felt like it was heavy, if that makes sense to anybody that may be listening. It was horrible. Many days I couldn't even drive. So for a person that was had always been very independent, having to have somebody to drive me around and wondering, you know, when will I ever be able to drive again? That was very, very, very painful. And so one other thing that I feel in the spirit that God wants me to share too, you know, a lot of it begins with spiritual growth. Because back then, when I look back, you know, I had the faith, but my faith level was not where it is now. So we have to really thank God too for those things that we go through. That's why he say in everything, you know, give thanks. Because God is just molding us to get us to where we need to be. So now, you know, when the enemy tries to mess with me, I rebuke that thing so fast. I don't even give him a moment. I say, oh, what is this? The devil is a lie. You may as well go in the name of Jesus. I don't even play with that thing. Because if you give the enemy enough room, he'll come in like a flood and he'll take over your body. He'll take over your home. If you're married, your marriage, he'll start messing with the children. Come on, somebody. Y'all know where I'm coming from. So getting back to me being sick, this thing spiraled. When I tell you spiraled for years, okay, 3 years I was on hypertension medication, going back and forth to the doctor. Many times I ended up in emergency room. There was one day where I actually ended up having to do a 5-day stay in the hospital where my whole body shut down. My whole body shut down in the sense that I had severe chest pains, thought I was having a heart attack, thought maybe I was having a stroke, you know. And I remember they gave me every test they could, the stress test, and I said, Lord, have mercy. If ain't nothing wrong with my heart by the time y'all finish with me. Come on, somebody. Those stress tests ain't no joke. So whatever that test is where they put that dye through you. And what was the other one? I don't know if it was an ultrasound. I can't remember, but I know they gave me three different tests. So the blessed part of that is they couldn't find nothing after all them doggone tests, you know. And so it was interesting because, like I said, my body shut down. I was even on oxygen, couldn't breathe. I mean, the people looked at me by the time I got to the emergency room. I had no weight. They took me straight back to the back. That's just how sick I was. But to make a long story short on that particular hospital stay, when the doctor did come in to see me, he said, well, Miss Sheffield, he said, we can't find nothing wrong with you. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Now, this is after about 3 years, praying 3 years, faithfully believing. I claimed that healing. I didn't care how long it took either. I still believe. And that's what some of us need to get properly. We need to say, you know what? God, I don't care how long it takes, but I'm claiming this thing. I don't care what it looks like. You're going to heal me. Speak life into your situation. So with everything I went through, that's the message I want to share with people today. Speak life into your situation. If it don't happen today, because sometimes, as we all know, he can do it today. But we have to understand everybody's life is about a process. It's about a process. If he don't do it, it doesn't mean that he can't. Trust him. Even when you don't understand, trust God. So after that three-year period, you know, and I love three because I believe that God works in three. The doctor, for me, seeking, God, what is it? What is wrong with me? You know, why am I like this? The doctor came in the room. He said, you know what? He said, I don't even believe you have hypertension. And I said, whoa. After all these years, you know, doctors telling me I have hypertension, you know what he said? He said, I believe you suffer from anxiety. And I said, what? He told me that anxiety actually mimics heart attacks. He said, you will actually see spikes in hypertension with anxiety. He said, in other words, it goes back to the mind. That's the reason why I really believe, you know, I didn't understand back then prophecies. Glory, hallelujah. But I thank God for those things that I went through. That's the reason why God gave me the ministry that he did, chain-breaking ministries. It's a ministry that defines and restores and sets the captives free. My attack was not in my body. It was in my mind, but it manifested through my body. So I had a breakdown, and you know what? Something else that I tell people about demonic spirits, you got to understand what type of demonic spirits that you're dealing with in order to come against them. Some people are trying to come against spirits, they don't even know what they're dealing with. So I said, okay. Now that I know what I'm dealing with, I began to speak to my mind. Once I got my train of thought together, guess what? Hallelujah, glory to your name. I've been off of medication, I don't even know how many years. It could have been 7, 8 years. Now, I don't even keep count. All I do is testify prophetess of the goodness of the Lord, and to just sit here this morning and stand before anybody that's listening and to let them know that if God did that thing for me, you know, that he could do it for you, you know. But keep in mind, some of it came from disobedience. Some of it came from wrongful eating, you know. So I had to align all of that. You know, I had to start exercising. I had to, a lot of things that I had to do, I had to get my mind together, body, spirit. That's why it goes back to when you ask me what I felt totally healed me. It goes back to all of that, but make sure that the spirit first is where it needs to be, because if we don't believe, then we're merely wasting our time claiming all kinds of, because who are we claiming victory to? You know, if we don't have ourselves together in terms of where we are spiritually with God. So you know, that's my testimony. It's a whole lot more to it than that. You know, it's very difficult to go back 3 years, and I've tried to sum it up as much as I can, but part of what I dealt with, actually what led me to start a natural health consulting business. I haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to actually promote that business because, like you say, I'm into just about everything, but I'm planning on getting into that a little bit more because a lot of people are into natural medicine now, you know, because a lot of people are noticing a lot of this stuff going on with how our food is processed with all these chemicals. And I'm telling you, I believe all these chemicals in our food has a lot to do with why we are sick, you know, in the first place. So, you know, I'm just honored and just thankful to be able to share my testimony with anyone that may be listening. But I went through what I felt like at the time was a nightmare. And so what I share with people is that anytime you are going through something like that, God's glory is going to be revealed. It's something, even if you don't know fully what it is, but it's something that's going to come out of it that's going to work toward his good. And always share your story, you know, but of course he's going to let all of us know when, because a lot of times it's not meant for us to share our story. But I just felt that it was befitting because the name of your show is Being Totally Healed. You know, and we just can't be afraid to share our story. You know, prophetess, I've been dormant too long. Another part of my testimony with my life is that I ran from ministry so many years. When I say ran, you know, I was afraid to open my mouth. I didn't want to speak in front of nobody. But I had to get to the point in my life where I realized, I mean, I really realized this is not about me. This has nothing to do with me. This has all to do with kingdom building. So don't be afraid to share your story. You know, yes, a lot of pain comes with it. I had to even pray about this. You know, God helped me because it was a very, very difficult time. Even being able to take care of my children was very hard. So I had to learn how to put my children into God's hands and teach them how to take care of themselves while I was back and forth to the hospital. So God is good. God is good. We got to take care of these bodies. We really got to take care of ourselves. And so I'm just honored and blessed to be a part of this show. I'm humbled, honored, because I'm telling you, this is for me too. Because even in all that, and I tell people I'm very transparent, I'm real, I'm just one of those people that is real. In all that I've been through in the past, you know, I've gone back to some wrongful eating, but I rebuke that. Mm-hmm. I rebuke that. It's time for me to get back on track. So I want to share something with you, prophetess, and then I'm going to be quiet because I'm someone that came from someone that don't like to talk. So people tell me now, you just about talk a little bit too much. But see, God delivered me. That goes back to, you know, when I was at the point where I was telling, you know, all that are listening that I came from a broken situation. And that broken situation left me, prophetess, to a point where I was, have you ever seen people where some may say, well, they're shell shocked in the sense, you know, and I didn't trust anybody, you know, I just didn't talk to people. So God has even delivered me from that. So he's awesome. He's powerful and he's amazing. I want to read something he showed me this morning, 1 Corinthians 9:27. And it says, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. My God. And you know what? I slapped myself in the face. I just slapped myself. I said, I hear you, Lord.
Thank
I hear you, Lord, because it's true. And that's what he's been speaking into my spirit, saying, well, you know what? You know what I've called you to do, but you've got to get yourself, you know, back to that place where you're even qualified to be able to do that. I said, okay, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you know, I hear you. And so I want to read one more thing to you, and then I'm going to turn your show back over to you. And 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 reads, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify in your body. Huh. So we are dead wrong. We are dead wrong if we are not taking care of ourselves inwardly and when people look at us outwardly. So if we're somebody, let's just use this as an example, not talking about or judging anybody. But some people have issues where, you know, they have weight on them, and it may be because of health issues. So I'm definitely not judging or pointing fingers, because guess what? Right now I feel I'm obese. But, you know, it could be a situation where we'll just use it as an example. Someone is obese, okay? So when people are looking at them, it's like, oh, wow. And we know that this particular person or people overeat. So we know that the way their body looks is a manifestation of their habits. Mm. So if someone like that, and I've been there. In fact, I'm there now. You know, I love butter pecan ice cream, okay? And so, in fact, I'm not going to lie. I was on the way to the store to get some, to the Kroger's, after I got off this phone. I'm not going to eat the ice cream today.
All right.
I'm not going to eat it. So but that's,
you know,
where I'm.
Victoria.
Help me, God.
You've been talking about goes back to your mind being renewed. A lot of times people don't take care of their body, or they don't do the right thing because they have a certain mindset concerning eating, concerning, you know, their physical body. It, you know, it's done this way. You know, my mama did it that way. You know, but you read some very powerful scriptures, you know, about the requirements for this holy temple that God has given us, and that God is requiring us to take care of this body. He's requiring us to eat right, and that's one of the reasons why I entitled this show, Getting Your Eating Healed. Maybe I should have titled it, Getting Your Eating Habits Healed, because some of these things are habits that people have grab the hold. But when your mind is renewed, when you realize that God has given you such a precious gift, which is life, and he wants you to have that life more abundantly, and you can't have more abundant life if you're sick all the time and in and out of the hospital and can't get out of the bed and can't walk or whatever the case is. So the Bible says that wisdom prolongs life. And so we're going to give you wisdom concerning your eating habits. So we declare that your mind is renewed right now, and that you're able to receive the teaching on today about healthy eating, because it is so important for us. And drinking water. You know, I remember when I began to really, really start drinking water for a couple of years, I didn't. And it was just like I could feel life coming back into me just from me drinking water on a daily basis. So God is requiring you to take care of your body, to take care of your temple. And the name of this show is Totally Heal, and I want you healed in every area of your life. So I'm only bringing you things that are going to help you receive your healing, and also being renewed in the mind goes back to knowing that you're already healed. By his stripes, we were healed. When Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood over 2,000 years for you, you were healed then. And so when your mind gets renewed, you begin to understand that you're already healed. And so it's all about coming into knowing that you're already healed. And once you realize that through the renewing of your mind, that you know what, I'm already healed by his stripes. So now what are you going to do? That you know you're already healed, that you came to that realization through the renewing of your mind. Then what? Then you're going to begin to take care of this temple. You're going to begin to take care of this body through healthy eating, through watching what you drink, through watching what you read, what you watch. All of these are feeding your spirit. And so we're going to let Miss, I thank you so much for giving us your healing testimony and what God has done for you. And also, I want you to begin to help somebody today through what you do concerning eating.
Amen. You know, I'm just very thankful that, you know, to have the opportunity to share this platform, because I'm telling you, you know, to be able to eat right and take care of our bodies, other than God, is one of the most important things. And if I can, with your permission, I just want to throw a little nugget in there, going back to what you said about drinking water, something as simple as drinking water. I don't even know how many years ago it was, prophetess, but we had a very, very bad scare with my mother. My mother went in for a routine checkup. They found a mass on one of her kidneys. The mass was so large that, you know, the blessed part is she didn't have to do the chemo. The reason why she didn't have to do the chemo, because they had to take that kidney. The reason why they had to take the kidney, because she barely had anything left, you know. But thank God, you know, we can live on one kidney. But you know what it goes back to? I can always remember looking back and Mama saying, I don't like water. I just don't like water. I don't like water.
My Lord.
Thank God today my mother drinks her water faithfully. Because she knows she has that one kidney. Then one of my, the last church I was actually a member of, we had a nurse there that was one of the ministers, and she used to always tell us, she worked for a dialysis unit over here in Conyers. She said, I want to tell you all something. She said, we are seeing more and more children getting dialysis to this day. And I say, what? She said, I'm telling you all. She said, I'm telling y'all, she said, if I don't say it to y'all again, she said, drink your water. Water is very key and very, very important. But, you know, I just want to speak life into anybody today that may be battling something that's dealing with your health. You know, you have the power to pull down strongholds in your life. And pray and seek God and ask him why you are dealing with what you are dealing with. Ask him to show you what you specifically need to do, because we are all different. You know, my thing was the hypertension, you know, I thought, you know, and anxiety where I was actually dealing, come to find out, with a stressful situation in my life. But we, you know, we have to go back to the biblical days. If we look back, and that's something God was dealing with me about earlier this week, that back then God gave those disciples the power to heal, cast out demons, and do many other great things. And that same power that worked back then, it works today. And I love to say this, the blood still works.
Yes,
the blood
does.
Still
does.
Works. Speak the blood of Jesus over your situation. You got to keep speaking it. And I know it's not always easy. Been there and done that. People don't know today the things that I'm dealing with, because I still have a smile on my face. I still have a smile on my face, but I'm telling you all, I've seen God's glory. I've seen miracles after miracles, after miracles, after miracles take place. And I don't care what it is, cancer, AIDS, diabetes, I don't care what it is, God is still in control.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, you said something. You hit on, you know, a part of my testimony, and that's another thing I guess we have in common. But I feel kidney cancer, and I experienced that very same thing that your mother experienced almost 15 years ago. And so I tell people, I heal from sickle cell, but I heal from cancer. And I've been living with one kidney almost 15 years. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks already with a sickle cell crisis. And the doctor comes in one day and says to me, you have a mass on your kidney. And I'm you haven't even did a kidney x-ray since I've been here. But it showed up on a chest x-ray. When you know God is watching out for you. So I know that God was looking out for me. And so at the time that they found the mass, I told the doctor, because I had never had that type of major surgery before. And I got on the phone and I began to pray for people, my prayer warriors that I knew how to pray. And I said, give me a couple of days to think about it. And as I got that news, that mass began to grow at a rapid rate. And I tell you, 2 days later, I went into surgery. And I thank you that I'm still cancer-free today. Never had chemo, never had dialysis, never had radiation. Glory to God. And there's been about three times they told me, if your kidney that you have, don't turn around. You have to go on dialysis. But I want you to know, 15 years later, May 17th, it'll be 15 years, that I am still cancer-free and living with one kidney. That's so I give God glory and honor for that, you know, and I just thank him, and I just praise him for that. And so wisdom prolongs life. It does. You have to. At one time I was in the hospital, and I just began to cry to the Lord, and I began to repent, and I began to tell God to teach me how to love myself like you love me. Because when you love yourself, and you your mind is renewed, then you're gonna want to eat the right thing. You're gonna want to put the right things in your body. You don't want to take care of this temple that you're so grateful to God and you're so thankful, and you're going to begin to walk in wisdom. And so I want you to give up some health guides today concerning eating, you know, some suggestions since you've been certified in natural health. And I like to lean towards natural health. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, still have to take certain medications and pray over it. And, you know, but if God don't heal you, you won't be healed, even with the medication. So give us some natural health tips.
Okay. What I'll do, because I always enjoy using my own life and sharing what happened with me. I'm going to go all the way back. I have two children that are grown, so I'm going to go all the way back and just probably briefly share with you all what originally turned me on to natural medicine. And again, I just love the idea of being transparent and being real. It was a time prophecy where I had little or no money. I didn't even have health insurance. And I remember having certain body ailments, you know, minor stuff. My husband is asthmatic. So 3 out of the 6 children are also asthmatic. And I remember crying out to God one day. So it hit me when you said something about crying out to God, you know, because God hears his people and he answers when we cry. So I remember saying, now, God, there must be something that you can do, you know, that will show me how to treat my children, even though, you know, I don't have insurance where I can actually take them to the doctor. But don't get me wrong now, if they had a serious asthma attack or something like that, insurance or no insurance, I took my babies to the emergency room, so I don't want, as a disclaimer, I need to put that out there. You know, if you're on medication, don't stop taking your medications. suddenly. In fact, if you want to use herbal medicine, in fact, because natural medicine means a lot of things. It's not just herbal medicine. It's aromatherapy. It's a long list of things that I probably won't even have time to share. It's mind-body healing, going back to that. Chinese medicine is a part of it. Holistic medicine. It's just a whole lot. And so as a disclaimer, don't stop taking your medication unless you're under the supervision of a doctor. Going back to herbal medicine, some herbal medicines cannot be taken with prescription medication. So you have to be very knowledgeable. Now, you got some herbs that are even poisonous. You had some herbs that are not poisonous at all. In fact, they are actually herbs that a lot of people use in their kitchens every day. Going back to, let's look at garlic. Garlic was very detrimental with me and my healing. Because one thing I want to share with you, and God is showing me right now, when I was seeking his face, I remember he spoke to me, and he said, faith without works is dead. I remember it now because I remember when he said that. And what he was showing me was, you know what, I want to heal you, but there's some stuff you need to do. So I said, oh, Lord. In other words, it took me a while to get myself in this shape. It's going to take me a minute to get myself back together. So that and stress, you know, it goes back to me knowing why I was in the position I was in the first place. And so garlic, if you're dealing with anything that's dealing with cardiovascular health, you know, which includes hypertension, because we know hypertension is the beginning of heart disease, you know, garlic is your natural vasodilator. It's going to help you get your cholesterol back with the normal ranges. The only thing I suggest with that is that you go to a health food store and you use the garlic that's odorless. Therefore, it won't start coming out through your pores and things like that. You know, a lot of people, the first thing they're going to say is, ooh, garlic, but they do have that odorless. And another thing that's in that same family, onions. You're going to want to eat as many onions as you can. But here's the key with it. When we cook our food, we cook most of the nutrients out of our food. So regardless of what we are cooking, you know, meats, you want to cook your meats. But in terms of vegetables and like the onions and the garlic, you don't want to totally cook them all away, because you are cooking away a lot of the natural nutrients. So there are a lot of different herbs that can be used. Now, if you're someone that's concerned about weight, you know, and a lot of us are, there's a herb called chickweed. Chickweed is good for two things. Chickweed is really good to help aid in weight loss, but it's also very good in cleaning out your arteries. And notice I said weed. A lot of things out here that are considered weeds are also herbs. Uh-huh. Now, there's a nuisance that's out there in a lot of people's yards, a little yellow flower called a dandelion. You know that dandelion, if you take that dandelion and boil it and make a tea out of it, it will clean your kidneys out. It will clean your kidneys out, but you're not going to want to do this more than, let's say, twice a week, because what a lot of people don't understand about your kidneys, you don't want to pull too much water out of your kidneys, because it goes back to not having enough water. And so we want to stress that a million times, because what I did not share with you all is that the doctors told Mama, if you don't have this surgery within 3 months, you won't be with us. Come on, somebody. So, yes. Cinnamon. Yes, Lord. So cinnamon is another one. Mama is doing great, honey. Mama is all over the place. And if y'all want to know where I got it from, multi-talented. In fact, Mama is sewing for, what's these what's the lady name? The Pace Sisters. You know, she's in the fashion, and she's been into fashion for, oh my God, 40 years now. And she's done work for so many people until I can't even name all these people. But yeah, so she's more busy than I. And that's the honest to God truth. So that's where I get the entrepreneurship from. She's doing well every so often. You may understand where I'm coming from. They have to check her and make sure that everything is okay, you know. But so far, and we just give all the praises and all the glory into God. And since she went through that experience, God called Mama to ministry, you know. That's why I say it's always something. You know, the enemy thinks he's doing something. He thinks God's glory is going to come out of it all. Because I'm telling you, somebody that wants to be healed from hypertension and anything in that area, I can show them how, and I can tell them what they need to use. Exercise is real key, because it only takes about 5 minutes of exercise, brisk walking, for hypertension to start coming down. So I'm telling you, you know, there's a lot of herbs that can be used. Cinnamon. Cinnamon is something that we use in our kitchens a lot. You like you eat cinnamon toast, teas, you know, a lot of the teas are made. The spice teas have the cinnamon in it. That's for cardiovascular health. You know, it's just a lot of different herbs out here that can be used. There are herbs that are used as blood cleansers. A lot of the people back in the day would use the yellow root. You know, the yellow root is a blood cleanser. And there's another called red clover that can be used. Another called blood root. And what I suggest to anybody, you know, to do is to visit the nearest health food store and just ask the person in the health food store. But if you're someone that's really concerned about, should I be taking this if I'm using this, I strongly suggest speaking with someone like me. Because I have the book that I can actually look in and ask the person, okay, what are you taking? Okay. I can look in my book and tell, okay, should you be using this? Or should you be using that with your prescription medication? Because you could be doing more harm to yourself than helping yourself. So, you know, it's a lot of information. It's a lot of information. It really, really is. And then sometimes, you know, somebody may come to me and tell me what they're dealing with. And sometimes I have to do a little bit of research. Because what a lot of people don't know, there are tons, thousands of thousands of thousands natural remedies out here, you know, but it goes back to the easiest thing for any of us to do is to make the right choices in terms of what we eat.
That's
and
right.
Also get the exercise in. Those are the easiest two things to begin and to start with.
And the exercise, it gives you energy, correct?
It does. It does, you know. And I know with me, I know those times where I sort of stop exercising. I mean, it looks like time I start back exercising, I start being and feeling revitalized. So you notice instant results with that. And even if it's just walking, it goes back to your cardiovascular health. Because I'm telling you, heart health is a huge issue these days. So many of us are dealing with heart health until even from diabetes. You know, it's a lot. In terms of cancer, a lot of the cancers that we are dealing with are because of a lot of the chemicals and things that they're putting in the food that we're eating. So to go back and cleanse the blood is very vital. And we can cleanse our blood through eating a lot of cleansing foods that are fruit and vegetables. These are foods that are going to go through the body.
Okay.
Just go through. Go in and come back out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord showed me. And there's a book that God blessed me with years ago, and I want to put this book out here in the atmosphere. The name of this book is titled Back to Eden. And
okay.
I tell you, people need to go on Amazon. This man is dead that wrote this book. But people need to purchase that book because this man healed himself from heart health.
Mm.
And he puts a biblical perspective on it.
Right, right. I was going to actually break that down. You know, I understand when I hear back to Eden, you know, when Adam started out in the Garden of Eden, he had all the food there in the garden that he needed for his body, for his health. And so I can imagine that book takes you back there to that garden.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That's absolutely awesome. I just got excited when you said Back to Eden. So I have to get that book myself. That is something very powerful, and it sounds like something that can really, really help our listening audience. And if you're listening in right now and you have dealt with any kind of health issue or know someone that has, and you've been looking and praying for a natural remedy, because a lot of these medications are so toxic. And so that's why I always, you know, want to teach people and lead them more towards natural remedies than to be putting all these different toxins in their bodies. I want you to hit the one, and you can ask Miss Victoria a question and find out what herb it is that you need to take for that diagnosis. And we call it a diagnosis because we don't claim anything. We say you already healed. We say you already delivered. You already set free. So no matter what the doctor has diagnosed you with, we claim divine healing. Like she said before, the blood does still work. And by his stripes, you already healed. He already shed his blood for your healing. So it's already done. So tell them if they want more information, we got about less than 8 minutes left for the show. Tell them how they can reach out to you. And here, I also want to thank one of my sponsors, Papa Ben Wilson Jr. I want to thank him very much for being one of my sponsors. And you'll get to hear more about Ben at another time and the services that he offers doing music. But right now, Victoria, I want you to tell me how that they can reach you if they have more questions. And I mean, can they email you? Do you have a website concerning their health? How can they reach out to you and get more, you know, questions answered concerning their health and healthy eating?
Okay, they can definitely reach out to me in a few ways. One of the easiest ways, and I think you already know that, Angela, is to email me. My email address is SheffieldVictoria39@gmail.com. If you're someone that's on Facebook, I'm very active on Facebook. My Facebook name is Victoria. My maiden name, Lockett, Lockett, Sheffield. So that's Victoria Lockett, Sheffield. I have two pages on Facebook. One is actually a brand new Facebook page that I just designed, you know, in attempt to starting to promote my natural health business a little more. The name of that page is Kingdom Fit. And I think I noticed someone else actually with a page with that same name. It's not the name of a business, but just a page that I've created where I want to actually start sharing natural health information and information on there. Kingdom Fit, and you'll know it's my page because there's a black cover photo on that page with also a crown on that page with some diamonds around it. So if you could connect with Kingdom Fit, I plan on that page sharing a lot of information in terms of natural health. In fact, I posted an article on that page that I wrote a few years ago about lemon juice and water. And so I want to throw that out there as a nugget. You know, if you get a whole lemon and squeeze that in water, now that's going to flush out your system. It's going to flush out your system. If you have a real bad cold and you're thinking that it may turn into bacterial pneumonia, that's going to clean your chest area out. Also, it's going to help you lose weight. And then lastly, what that lemon water will do, it will actually bring your pH balance to normal ranges, because if we have a body that's normal in terms of pH balance, no disease can enter into our body. And so lastly, in terms of the lemon juice and water, because I know the end is approaching, don't use the lemon juice in the bottle, in the plastic bottle in the store. Get a lemon itself. And that's about it.
Amen. Now, is this, this one is not. I'm looking on Facebook because I want to share your page. I came
okay.
across Kingdom. I'm not sure if that one is yours. Fit Kingdom.
It's Kingdom Fit.
Kingdom Fit.
And
okay.
you'll know it because it has, like I said, a black cover photo.
Okay.
And what
now, the
good
cover.
I was saying I could actually send it to you later.
Okay. I see it right here.
Yeah, it's a brand new page.
Yeah, and you're on the page as well.
No, I have another page, but it's more so into health and beauty, since I'm also a 14-year natural health consultant, 25-year cosmetologist. But the name of that page is Natural Beauty, but I do share natural health things on that page. And that page title, I want to spell it to you because it's spelled a little bit different, but it's N-A-T-U-R-A, beauty. And you'll know that's my page because I have a light blue cover photo with my picture on the cover photo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so do you have an Instagram, a YouTube page? You know, give them all your
information. People can actually connect with me on YouTube. I am on Instagram. What I can do, Angela, is send you the information to my channel, because I'm going to be honest, Instagram, I really don't use it that much. I can't even really think of the name of the page. And so that's a page that I plan on using a little bit more in the future, but definitely they can find my channel on YouTube, and I'm going to actually start doing a few videos on natural health, and that's free information, you know, just information that I'll be sharing that, you know, at no cost. If you want to learn more about the things that are good to use in terms of natural medicine, definitely, definitely look for my channel, Victoria Sheffield, on YouTube.
That is awesome. Will you be doing Periscope?
Oh, I'm on Periscope. You know, Miss On Fire Inspire got me on Periscope, right? And so I've used it a teeny bit.
Okay.
In the future, you know, it's hard trying to do it all. You know, so Facebook is my main. But I'm trying to get to the point where I have time to even do a little bit on all of them. Yes, I am on Periscope.
We're down to about 90 seconds, and so you're giving them, did you give them your phone number, your email address?
They can call me. My telephone number is 678-886-5157. You can give me a call, and my phone number is public because I'm an Avon sales representative. I have no problem with anybody calling me at any time.
Okay, so there's several call her for. Thank you so much, Victoria, for being with us today. And I think that you have taught our listening audience, you know, you've helped them get their eating healed and given them, you know, another alternative besides modern medicine. You've given them herbs concerning their heart, their blood pressure, you know, their body. And we appreciate that. And if you could just post some of that information and the talk show on my page, people will be able to read all about it, because that's what Totally Healed is all about. It's about getting you healed in every area of your life. So I just want to thank you so much for being with us today and taking out your out of your schedule, because I know that you do a lot, and we're gonna. And we'll be right back here with y'all again next Saturday morning with Totally Healed Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all have a tremendous day. Whew.